Reformed Church.
And it was just, you know, I was in Psalm 27 and have been for a little bit, just thinking a lot about in there. And I had shared a bit out of Psalm 27 last service. So maybe if we can just go to it real quick, Psalm 27 and verse number one. But in Psalm 27, it's just really cool to see David talk about the glory of God, talk about, you know, and prophesying about things that are to come, and just, you know, how he talks about even how even his present day faith, how it affects his life and how it was giving him victory in his life. And yet he was looking forward to it. Just it gives me goosebumps all over. But goosebumps, I said goose. Normally I did say it. I said goosebumps, but that's fine. So just thinking about how he, not even having the glory that we possess accessible to us always, how he talked about it and how he searched and sought after these things and the difference that it made in his life. Verse number one, it says that he's just saying, right, the Lord, you know, he's saying, he's my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Like he felt obviously very, very kept by the Lord, very protected, right? Very, very much living in the favor of the Lord. He said, the Lord is my strength and my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat my flesh, which is like to devour up his flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, and though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. Now, here's a very cool thing. He says, in this I will be confident. Now, he just said everything that he said, and he says, in this is where my hope is. This is where my confidence is, right? But he said, this is where my hope is. So what is it that was making David so confident that he knew that no matter who came against him, that they would fall? No matter, you know, that he had seen in his life, that no matter what tried to hurt him in any way, that the Lord was his strength. And he said, in this I will be confident. And he says it then what it is in verse number four, one thing I have desired of the Lord. So he's saying, in this I will be confident. In this one thing I have desired of the Lord. And that's the same thing that he's talking about. He said, that I will seek. So this gives him, what he's about to talk about is what gives him his hope, right? And obviously, literally, his hope was ahead of him, right? You know, he wasn't seeing what we have, right? So he was literally, right, looking forward. It was literally hope from both sides. But he says, this is where his hope was. This is the one thing that he was desiring. This was the one thing that he was seeking. And he said, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Like, obviously, he wasn't living where we live. He wasn't being built up a temple for the Lord, right? He wasn't being built up into the house of God, right? He was thinking about those things that were to come. He was prophesying about those things. He was even seeking them, right? Desiring them. But he was saying, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Obviously, David could have fallen back, right? David could have reverted back to old ways and abandoned the Lord, right? The Spirit of God could have left David like he left Saul. But he says, he said that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Listen to what he says, because this is pretty interesting. To behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. But when you look at that on the surface, you think he's kind of being a little romantic with God. Like he's just saying that God is beautiful and he wants to be able to be in the house of the Lord forever, all the days of his life, beholding the beauty of the Lord. But what he's really saying there, he's saying that that I would be part of the household of faith, right? That I may behold the beauty, which is the glory of the Lord, right? That I may behold the glory of the Lord. Like we're told, right, in 2 Corinthians 3:18, that we can behold the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. He's saying that I may behold the glory of the Lord and to inquire, he's saying, to seek in his temple. And he says, in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. He goes on to say, but David is, what he's really looking at, he's saying, he's looking as a prophet, right? He's looking for and inquiring of things that he does not yet possess, right? The Spirit of God is in David, right? prophesying and speaking these things, and because of his faith in that which was to come that we live in. And I'll show you that right from 1 Peter. But prophesying about the glory that we live in today, he was the effect that it was having on his life, right? The care that the Lord was having on him, obviously as a righteous man because of his faith. So let me show you a little something real quick. If we go to just a few things to kind of put this into context. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And actually, you know what? I may just cut to the chase here. Let's just go to 1 Peter chapter 1. I don't want to run out of time. But 1 Peter chapter 1. And verse number 8, it says, whom having not seen you love, and this is kind of coming into a middle of a thought anyway, though now you do not see him, yet believing, speaking about the Lord, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. So obviously that's making reference to the salvation that we have today. He says, of this salvation, Peter is saying, that I just spoke to you about, of this salvation, the prophets, like David, right? The prophets, it says, have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what and what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, who was in them, was indicating when he testified beforehand of the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. Like, in other words, we live in a time where we can behold the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. We live in a time where we are part of the household of God, that we're built up in Christ, that we can have access to the things of God that are on the inside of us, right? Whenever we needed it, at any time, right, we have access to these things through righteousness. But it's so cool to see how David, how you see kind of David as an example of what Peter is talking about here, about prophets that were searching, right, speaking by the Spirit of God, but searching that glory that we have on the inside of us. But the coolest thing there is really to see, you know, the difference that it made in his life, and how David would say that he had nothing to fear of men, that he could see how the Lord would give him victory, that no one could come against him that would not stumble and fall. And all of that said from a man that was looking forward to a glory that we have today presently. Like, how much more us than David to be able to take advantage of a glory that these men and women just hoped to be able to possess what we have, and yet could not achieve it, right, ahead of time. And then us obviously having it and possessing it, like how we could be active partakers, right? I always say it the same way, because it always comes to mind the same way. Partakers and just active participants in the glory of God, right? Beholding the Lord, reminding ourselves who we are, and acknowledging the Lord, you know, throughout our day, regardless of what it is, regardless of what we're doing, right? To be able to just acknowledge the Lord throughout our day and take advantage of the glory we possess.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.